7 after the hour. It's the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and he's available. I'm available, too, but his information may be more helpful to you. Sometimes I have an interesting anecdotal medical tidbit to throw out for your consideration, but you're really calling to talk to Dr. Ken about your risk of any number of things or maladies that may be affronting you. We have a thread sometimes. We don't plan it, but it sort of happens. People say, it happens by accident. Nah, there are a lot of people who may be on the same wavelength. Ken and I were just talking about how things change as the seasons change, as the weather changes. People become more acutely aware of things that may be bothering them. In the summertime, when it's warm, it seems less bothers you. And then when you go through something like this past weekend storm on the East Coast, there are a lot of people who find all of their frailties, whether they're emotional, whether they're physical, whether they're mental, Ken, it just, everything seems to be thrown into question with what has been experienced by the people in New York and New Jersey. So that is actually the number one issue this week. You can call Dr. Ken to discuss your issue at 888-553-7536. We'll also get to some of your email, drken@drkenshow.com, or to me, Doug at drkstefan.com. But let's talk, Ken, about the health risks that have risen in the wake of Sandy.
Sure. And this is a national story of national concern. And just because this one didn't hit you, I've been kidding with a lot of my friends. I have so many friends up north because of, many of you know, I grew up there. I spent through high school in the Northeast. I went to college and medical school in the Northeast. I've been blessed through my training to have lived in the West, the center of the country, the Southeast. I've lived through many parts of this great country. And I've been kidding many of my friends who I've been contacting and family this week, making sure they're okay, that I had to move to Florida to get away from the hurricanes. But you never know, no matter where you live in these great United States, you can run into too much water. And there's a lot of lessons from this week to keep us all safe. And the big lesson here is that water and electricity can add up to lethal danger, because it wasn't so much in this particular storm the wind that became the problem, it was the water. And right now it's the water that's the big issue, although getting electricity on, getting gasoline seem to be also big issues for everybody who lives there. But don't try to deal with electricity while any part of your body is touching water. This is so important, unless you want to end up in the last chapter of life. There's risk of carbon monoxide poisoning. Many people are currently using small generators, if they can get one, because there are millions of people still without electricity. And especially, this can be a problem if the generators are placed in poorly ventilated areas, such as a garage or basement. There's a big shortage of clean drinking water. You want to stick, if you can, with bottled or boiled water until the local officials say that you can drink the usual tap water. You want to avoid consuming perishable foods such as eggs or milk that have been in a refrigerator without power for more than 4 hours. It seems like 4 hours after that point is the magic time, any time when you're without electricity, that you have to unfortunately get rid of that refrigerator contents. Big storms can also boost concentrations of pollen and mold. These are two major allergy triggers. Immunocompromised people and elderly people, a lot live in the Northeast, all around the country, should stay away from waterlogged buildings. This can become then a serious problem. And getting medical help right now in an area like this is not an easy task. The most common injuries seen in the emergency department after a hurricane, and we know this also in Florida, anytime there's a big storm, anywhere you live, tornado, whatever, includes electrical injuries, hand injuries, soft tissue injuries from falls and slips, and also eye injuries. So you want to wear protective gear during cleaning up and reconstruction, and you want to stay away from those power lines. Try family and friends to help the elderly and the chronically ill get their medication and good nutrition. And I'll tell you a personal experience of mine yesterday, because this is definitely going to affect emotional well-being, and it's going to affect the people from far away. I have a dear, dear patient of mine who I've taken care of for many years, lives locally in my community of Mount Dora, Florida, came into the office yesterday with a pulse of 104. And I was very surprised, because this is usually a very, very composed woman who has herself very much intact. And when something is going on, I know there's something wrong. And I was really concerned about her, and I just had to ask a few questions. Usually it's in the history when you make these diagnoses, and it became clear to me that her son has an art store at the bottom of Manhattan, and it's under 4 feet of water. And they have a house on the shore, the south shore of Long Island, which is in the beach right now and totally destroyed. So you can imagine an adult child effect on mom and the mental strain on the family, the mental strain on mom. So this is going to affect a lot of people going forward. I think eventually the mental issues will arise. They will release and not be such a big burden, but for the next few months it's going to be an issue.
888-553-7536. What's going on with you this week medically? What about your friends or your family? What have you been told? I have somebody who works on the farm for me, Ken, went in yesterday for an examination. An older lady who works for the cows discovered 4 or 5 months ago, I think she told me that she had a lump on her breast. It was about the size of a dime. And then over the course of 3 or 4 months, it grew to the size of a quarter. She went in for an examination, but I have not heard back from her. I don't know that, is that automatically, that description, something that really, really would be troublesome no matter what the circumstance?
Well, in medicine, there's rarely a no matter what, but that would be something. I'm glad she's aggressively jumping on this, because I would definitely want to make sure I know what that is.
Part of the system she discovered this and called for an appointment and kept being put off. She's part of the Mass Health Plan, which is what Mr. Romney is always given credit for when he doesn't want to acknowledge that Obamacare has some good things in it. And so at least she has some health care, which she wouldn't have otherwise, because circumstances as they are on most farms, health isn't something that you are able to offer people health care. And so in the circumstances, she has it, and I think it gave her the qualifications to get what she needed, but it just took a while.
Well, he's in favor of state-run plans. He just doesn't want one size fits all over the federal.
Right, exactly. All right, 888-553-7536. That second pharmacy in Massachusetts closing because of the problem with meningitis. We've got a lot of drugs that have been recalled. I believe this company belonged to the same family, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know that for sure. Originally, the problem was in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, where I am now. You've all heard the story by now. Huge implications. Although when you look at it, okay, so a couple of dozen people have died, and I'm not throwing that out there.
Whoa, 29.
It's 29 now, okay. It certainly is disturbing that these people knew what they were doing was wrong. And they had to have known what they were doing was wrong, the way that they cared for it. Just to describe the circumstances, this facility is next to and owned by the same family that has a very large recycling center. And the office for this compounding pharmaceutical place was in an old furniture warehouse. One side has the offices and some of the work being done for the recycling operation. The other side of the building had this pharmacy, and the principals are the same family, so they walk back and forth from the recycling side into the pharmacy side. God knows what they brought with them, and that's basically what the feds have found, isn't it, Ken?
Yes, and into the room, what's supposed to be sterile, where the drugs are made, was clearly not sterile.
Yeah, right. So under this circumstance, what do you advise? I had, as you know, this issue with my back has bothered me, and the doctor has said that ultimately I got two choices because I'm doing most of the things that he's recommended. Either I have an operation, which I don't want to do, or I get relief with some of these. They aren't really, I guess they're steroidal epidermals. Is that what they're called? Basically a mix of things that can give you relief for maybe a year.
Right.
So, but he said to me, you know, with all the bad publicity, well, there isn't anybody, for whatever the reason, nobody bought from these people in Massachusetts because there's no record of any problem in Massachusetts. So wherever the stuff is coming from, it isn't from here. It's just there are a number of these places around the country, and the FDA now says it wants to get in and regulate them. Well, the FDA has had the authority to regulate them and inspect them all along. It's not like they need new powers. They just don't pay attention.
Well, let's untangle it. You've covered a boy, it's like
help
a
yourself.
Chicago gangster with a machine gun here.
Now you're accusing me of being a gangster.
No, not at all. It's just, boy, you hit a ton of different subjects. Let's just kind of backtrack, because the first thing off is just to update the original issue that came out of the pharmacy nearby you, the NECC pharmacy. This was methylprednisolone injected mostly into the back, but it's been injected also into joints throughout the body. And we don't expect the peak of the effect of the fungal meningitis until this month, November, due to the time it takes to get the meningitis. So if you have any symptoms of meningitis, headache, stiff neck, fever, just an overall lackadaisical feeling about things, any changes in your mental status, you need to be checked out immediately, because the quicker you get specific therapy, and it's an aggressive therapy that needs to be treated to save your life, the better the chance of surviving. And this meningitis has occurred more in the people who've gotten the drug in the back than in the joints, but it's not only limited to the back. And we estimate that 14,000 people have been given these injections, and hopefully by now everyone has been notified, but not clear. But the news this week, and I guess, do we have some time to discuss the second pharmacy?
All right, let's talk about that in a moment, and then start taking your calls at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken's blog is at drkenshow.com. That's his email address as well, drken@drkenshow.com. There are lots of things going on medically this week. Lots of drug news, in fact. There is, again, maybe that's the focus. The drugs you're taking. If you want some information on the drugs you're taking, you're not sure, call and ask Ken about that as well. He can figure it out. 888-553-7536 on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that!
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Tees at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to take your calls at 888-553-7536. The question on this meningitis outbreak and the compounding pharmacy, Ken and I were just talking off the air, whether or not you think that charges should be made against those people who ran this pretty large facility compounding drugs. When you are talking to your patients at your clinic in Florida, do you find that people want to talk about this even if it doesn't affect their health? I know how you operate. You spend twice as much time with your patients than anybody else does. And I wonder if in your kibitzing, instead of talking about, the weather, do you find yourself fielding questions from some of the people that come in wondering about this whole process and what it really means and what it really does and why these places exist?
Absolutely. About a month ago when this initially broke, there was a case in Central Florida where I am, and it got front page coverage in the newspapers, TV, radio, and it was a big topic of conversation. And I do a segment with one of the local morning radio personalities in Orlando, very popular, great guy, Bud Hedinger, and it was a big story for him in the morning drive, and he asked me to comment about it. And it has been replaced by other things, but people are still concerned about it. People ask me about it, anyone who's had one of these injections, they want to be reassured that there was no chance that they or their friends or family got this. They really do want to understand the story, but I think by now it got a lot of play where I am, and by now most know about it, but it got even more complicated this week, and you need to know that there's another pharmacy called Ameridose. It's another Massachusetts compounding pharmacy. It's closely linked to the first pharmacy, NECC, at the heart of the fungal meningitis outbreak, and they've recalled thousands, yes, thousands of drugs sold to hospitals across America, Doug. The FDA has notified Ameridose that it will be seeking improvements in Ameridose's sterility process. Ameridose sold more than 2,200 sterile mixed IV solutions and pre-filled oral syringes. It offered products ranging from delivery room medications to neonatal and pediatric drugs to pain pumps for cancer patients. Product line range from antibiotics to anesthetics to tranquilizers. And the FDA is saying that Ameridose will post a list of all recalled medications on its websites, and customers should call Ameridose. The number is 888-820-0622 for instructions on how to return the products to Ameridose.
888-553-7536. Let's talk about some other drug news. Apparently there's a drug, the treatment for leukemia, something that has changed a lot, I think, in the last, 10, 12 years? Leukemia, not a death sentence anymore as it once was?
Well, there's a lot of good news. There's a drug that used to be used for only leukemia that now can be used for multiple sclerosis. And there's a drug now that's been approved for drug-resistant leukemia. Which would you like to go with?
Well, I think the discussion, first of all, of leukemia and what it is. A lot of people hear leukemia, they think blood cancer. And so it's something that some people actually are born with, isn't it? Their children get it
young. The bone marrow is the manufacturing plant in the body for the blood cells. There's red cells which carry oxygen. There's white cells which help fight infection. And there are platelets which help clot the blood. And for all my hematologist friends listening, I apologize for how much simplification I'm providing to your very, very complicated field. But that's an easy way of looking at this. And the whole formation from the early cells to the mature cells, these three different general types, occur in the bone marrow. And problems of production can occur. And leukemia is a broad name of what happens when these cells are produced incorrectly. We usually think of leukemia where there's just a takeover of one type of abnormal blood cell, and it then creates a situation where we're not making enough normal, very typically white cells. But this can occur in any of the lines. And what is the news this week about some of the new drugs? There's a leukemia drug, a drug that's been used to help fight these blood cell abnormalities. And you were mentioning pediatrics. This can occur in childhood leukemia. It can occur in as an adult. But there's a drug, and it's a little hard to pronounce.
Yeah, I was going to say, I dare you to pronounce this.
Alemtuzumab. And it's a tough one to pronounce. Alemtuzumab. This is a drug, a leukemia drug, long used to treat multiple sclerosis, but it works better than the common treatment for multiple sclerosis, and that's the news when it was compared with widely used drug interferon, which is what's usually used for multiple sclerosis, the relapse rates by half. So this is now used for MS for close to two decades, and it's now been approved for use. It was used off-label. It's given by IV, and it's great hope. One of the most common emails that I get, Doug, is what can be done for multiple sclerosis, and here's a solution.
All right, there it is. The word from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, 888-553-7536 on Good Day Weekend.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Dr. Ken and Doug awaiting your calls. You do have an opportunity right now. The lines are open. If you wait, I promise you they won't be available. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, get out that pen and paper. Write this number down. It's toll free from anywhere in the 50 United States. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKEN. That's 1-888-553-7536. I'll answer any of your healthcare questions from head to toe. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. I've been in medicine for over 30 years, and I'd like to help you get to the next step. You've been to the doctor. You know how challenging that can be. Did you leave with questions unanswered? Were they unable to diagnose your symptom or your sign? Were you given solutions that you'd like alternatives for? I take the best of both worlds. I consider myself a blended physician. I'm a very traditionally trained physician, went to medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. I was an intern and resident at Duke University, a cardiology fellow at the University of California, San Francisco, and I've been practicing cardiology for the past 25 years in near Orlando. And I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association, but I've been trained in internal medicine also, so I can answer any of your questions from head to toe. And I'd like to help you get to the next step. There's no bill. There's no paperwork. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, DRKEN. I'd especially like to hear what you think about these compounding pharmacies. Should criminal charges be brought to these people, or should we just move on, and do they need to be more regulated? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken.
Here's an email sent to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com from Lynn Parker, who wanted to tell you, Ken, that she enjoys our newsletter, not ours. Well, it's called the Good Day Health Newsletter, but it's your newsletter. She says the topics were timely and very useful. We all need a thumbs up once in a while. I know I appreciate it when somebody takes the time to compliment or make a suggestion on my business. So, Lynn, we take it as a compliment. Thank you. And that brings us around to thinking about the health and wellness newsletter, which you can get by going to DougStefan.com, click on Dr. Ken's picture in the contributor or co-host box, and it'll give you the opportunity. It'll say, do you want to sign up for our newsletter? Put your email address in. We're not trying to sell anything. It's just there. It's help. And Ken's website makes it easy for you to sign up as well, DrKenshow.com. This week, we're a bit behind because there was nobody in our New York office. As a matter of fact, well, I guess they can get in there now. Many of the offices in New York that are connected to the businesses that we are connected to are just closed. There still is a lack of electricity in certain parts of New York City. And so as things sort of get back to normal, whatever that means, There will be the ability for us to do the final edit. But what are some of the things that you are working on this weekend?
Exactly. If you sign up this weekend, you'll have a chance to get this week's newsletter. It'll be coming out on Monday, and we have it ready to go Monday morning. It's going to be the latest information in the medical journals about strokes, prevention, treatment, all practical information that I know will be very helpful. I think strokes are one of the biggest concerns people have. I think it's a bigger concern in my experience, a bigger concern than heart attacks, and I want to help you reassure you about this and help you fight it with simple, natural ways, the most evidence-based solutions that we have.
All right. New information at 888-553-7536. Another email from, a lady, or I'm not sure this. Yeah, Sally says, I love your radio show. You talk to a man that's having a difficult time losing weight. You suggested doing more weightlifting, and then you mentioned taking, I believe it was oat bran. Is it a cereal or a pill? I remember that conversation.
Right. In order to lose weight, you have to consume a certain amount of calories. I usually recommend regularly active, average active adults, men, about 1,500 to 1,800 calories. Average active females, 12 to 1,500 calories. And this is averages for everybody. You may want to get this specific for you depending on your height and how active you are. But I'm just giving you ballparks. And then you need to get into an exercise program when the doctor says it's okay. One of the ways to also help increase your metabolism, help you incinerate those calories, is to do some weightlifting. When somebody shows you how to do it, about three times a week. You don't want to do that on consecutive days. You want to let the muscles rest in between the weightlifting episodes. And what often happens is people need some sort of natural appetite suppressant. And one of the most effective, healthiest ways that I've discovered over the years to suppress appetite is by using oat bran. Oat bran is a fragment of oatmeal. It's industrial strength fiber. When you take it as a serving, I don't want to give a plug, but Quaker makes a great product. You want to make sure that the only ingredient in the side of the box is oat bran. And you cook it up very much like oatmeal. You eat a serving a day. I promise you, you'll feel like you just ate Thanksgiving Day dinner. And it's wonderful because not only does it naturally suppress your appetite, it's a great natural laxative. Most people will not have constipation. I won't get any more technical than that. And also, it's just high fiber that helps lower your risk of having issues with the GI tract and just helps you your metabolism work a lot better. And I can't see any problem with it. And just make sure you don't eat it raw or it will irritate your stomach
lining,
and esophagus.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Drug news is what we are actually focusing on, from the information about the meningitis outbreak to the new leukemia drug. Now there's something more mundane, a treatment for head lice that has been announced this week.
All of us who have children have probably at least experienced this head lice issue, because once one kid gets it, boy, does it spread quickly. And often the treatment is not simple. You have to retreat. And this may be a more simple way to treat this. There's this new treatment, and it seems to kill head lice fast, and it's called SKLICE, S-K-L-I-C-E. It was reported this week in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's a new option. It's in the pharmacies to kill head lice. The prescription lotion SKLICE, it safely knocks out head lice, Doug, in just one 10-minute comb-free treatment, and that's what's so exciting about this new product. There are a number of lice treatments available today, but they kill the lice, not their eggs. These are also called nits. So it may be necessary to repeat the treatment to get rid of the newly hatched lice. There were a few side effects seen in the study, namely redness and itching. It's not a cheap drug. It costs up to $300, and unfortunately, it's not yet covered by most insurance. But I think as it gains acceptance and as they see that in the long run, it's probably going to be cost-effective because it'll get it taken care of the first time without the need for retreatment. I imagine the insurers will eventually cover this. But if, the key is if someone, anyone in your family gets lice, everyone in the family needs to be treated, and everything needs to be washed. The bedding, the clothes, you really need to bleach whatever you can and clean it with very high temperatures. Those things that you can't put in the washer needs to be brought to the dry cleaner, and they have special ways of treating it. You have to identify it. You put it into plastic bags, seal the plastic bags, bring it in, and identify to the dry cleaners that this is potentially lice, and they have ways of dry cleaning it with very high heat.
They have ways. 888-553-7536. So the drug news is front page news this week. Somebody asked me, and I'm going to pass this along, and I think this makes for an interesting conversation as well. We have a lot of focus because of the election coming up on race. Who's voting, why they're voting, how they vote. You can say that it's the 800-pound girl. I'm not really sure that it is. It may have been 4 years ago, but I'm not sure it is now. But because of that, there is a sort of a thread of conversation going on at CNN.com about race and how your doctor treats you. Studies have shown that race plays a role in the quality of care a patient gets. Race and education levels and whether you're poor or not and whether you have insurance or not affects not only the treatment but a doctor's view of you, also those who are obese. So I guess I would wonder as a question here, Ken.
I don't know whether that was written in the 1940s, but, you know, I think it's a rare doctor today who maybe I'm practicing in a bubble, but I think there's a rare doctor today who's under 60 who hasn't treated tons of different racial.
That's not the question. Whether or not you treat them differently.
I'm unaware of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'd be interesting to see or hear from people who are listening at 888-553-7536.
You know, especially in the world of malpractice today, to think that anybody treats anybody differently
would be silly enough to do that.
It's just outrageous. I can't imagine it.
I think, here's, I'm reading a quote from the study. Racism in healthcare is as common as people of color are.
I'd like to hear the examples.
Yeah. Well, anybody who's got one, help yourself to 888.
I'd love to hear an example of a clear example of where one thinks that racially, I mean, what happens is it may be more on an economic issue that factors come into play, but racial factors, I'd love to hear them because I don't know any doctor stupid enough to put race into their assessment and make it affect their plan.
Into their equation. 888-553-7536. Okay, so we have a lot of things going in the hopper here. Drugs, I think, would be number one. And Ken is famous for figuring out what your drug is. Matter of fact, what was the segment that we called Name the Drug, I think
Name
it was.
That Drug.
Name That Drug.
If you have
so.
A question, right, exactly. That would be fun. If you have a drug that you'd like me to explain and maybe even stump me, just call up about a drug and we'll play Name That Drug. Any drug you'd like me to explain how it works, the side effects, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. Tell Michael that you want to be on Name That Drug.
All right, drugs and headaches will be in the focus in a moment here on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. It'll go.
instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The Obama administration is reportedly considering military action in Libya before the election. But the al-Qaeda bases he may attack should have been hit before our embassy was attacked. Now struggling to win an election, Obama wants to politicize military action. If he takes action before November 6th, al-Qaeda is not his target. It's your vote he's after. Paid for by the National Republican Trust PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. GOPtrust.com.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Good day, weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting Jim, who's in Vero Beach, listening to WTTB, on the air with his question about drugs, etc. Jim, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I had eye surgery, and I had a cataract removed. And they put me on, I don't know what I was on underneath, but I've gone back there with headaches and just a general feeling of being down. And here's my question. Here's the drug. It's made by Lotemax, L-O-T-E-M-A-X, and it's got a 0.05% O-P-H-T-A-L-I-M-I-C. And I'm wondering if that's one of the recall drugs.
Well, that's an eye drug. And
yes.
Right. And what you need to do is, this is a very specialized eye drug, and I would call, did you ask your eye doctor?
I haven't asked him yet, because I was listening to you this morning, so
and
there you are.
What you may want to do is, this is not a drug from the NECC pharmacy, but do you have an internet connection?
Well, I do. I go to McDonald's and do it. Go ahead.
Oh, but you don't need to be your own doctor. I would just call today and ask you, tell your eye doctor what's going on. Ask them, ask them if this is on the list of the recalled drugs. But I think you need to be seen. If you're having this reaction, there's got to be a reason for it. So either I doubt it's the drug, but you should get it checked, because this Ameridose, the second pharmacy, makes a ton of different kinds of drugs. So I would definitely check it out. But if it's not the drug, it can be something else, and I would want to get your eye doctor to look at this.
There you go, Jim.
Who would you go to in Vero Beach here? Come up and see you.
You're breaking up. I can't.
He wants to know who you'd see in Vero Beach. We have no idea who. Maybe there.
Well, I would start with your original eye doctor.
Yeah. Find the original one. If that doesn't work, go somewhere else. He wanted to know if you thought he should come see you, but this is not your specialty. And have you ever seen or treated anybody for something like that in your clinic?
This is a complication of the procedure, and the best thing in that case initially is to try to get it resolved with the person who originally treated.
888-553-7536. By the way, if you do want to see Dr. Ken in his home digs in his clinic in Florida, you can call and talk to the folks there, make an appointment, go down and visit Disney World, go see Dr. Ken. 800-LAKE-CARDIO is his office number, 800-LAKE-CARDIO. We continue with more of your calls in a matter of moments here on Good Day Weekend.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Where are we? At 53 past the hour, almost an hour under our belt, 2 hours every weekend together. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at your service and on your side. A lot of questions about drugs at 888-553-7536, which is appropriate. Here's Lori in Wilmington, North Carolina, with a question about a drug that she's involved in. Are you taking this drug, Lori?
No, sir. My husband was just prescribed it.
Really? All right, so go ahead and ask Dr. Ken what you need to know.
Good morning. I was just wondering if you could tell me what you knew about it. It's an oral chemo drug. I believe it's called Xeldo, X-E-L-D-O. Not quite sure.
X-E-L-O-D-A?
Yes, that sounds correct. We didn't get it in the mail yet. It's supposed to be shipped to us either today or Monday. We're supposed to be getting it, and he's supposed to start treatment on Tuesday. It's
right.
Oral chemo.
It's for metastatic colorectal cancer and breast cancer.
Correct.
And what exactly were you wondering about it?
Well, they're saying that you won't lose your hair. It doesn't affect the hair follicles. That's pretty amazing, I thought, with all the chemo drugs out there.
Right.
And
The things you need to look for are more gastrointestinal, diarrhea, vomiting, nausea, weakness. I've seen redness and swelling and blistering of the skin sometimes occur. Sometimes it can cause fever. But it doesn't. I have not seen it cause loss of hair, and that's not a usual side effect of it.
Okay, that's good. And she did say about the GI effects. So she said to get Imodium, and she also said to get Metamucil. Now, isn't that the opposite? Like Metamucil is for constipation and Imodium's for diarrhea?
Well,
or does the medicine?
They'll just help balance the whole picture.
Okay.
Because this can have unpredictable issues, so they're just covering all the bases.
Okay.
Just make sure the nutrition is good. The rest is good, the stress levels are low, and that'll help you get through this. chemotherapy in general is not like it was in the 1980s. And in the 1970s and 80s, when I was in training, it was not a, it was just horrible. And today, it's not my favorite thing I'd want to do, but it's not quite as bad as it used to be.
Yeah, it sounds like that, yes. All right, well, thank you very much for taking time to talk to me.
Absolutely. Good luck. If there's any issues that develop along the way, feel free to call.
888-553-7536. Kevin is in Appleton, Wisconsin, not Washington. And he has an interesting, maybe anecdotal reference to my question about whether you're getting the same treatment depending on the color of your skin. Go ahead,
Kevin.
I'd like
to hear it then.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I'm actually a nurse in an intensive care unit, and I had a patient once that was driving through the area. We live in a very, very heavily Caucasian area, and he did not want to stop. He was critically ill, but did not want to stop at our hospital because he was so concerned that he wouldn't be treated well. He wanted to get to a big city where there were black people that would take care of him. And even after being in our hospital for a few days, and I'm very proud of my hospital and the care we provide, after being with us for a few days, he said to me one night, he said, I know you treat me differently. He said, you're trying, but I know that if I was white, I'd get better treatment. And that perception, it was very hurtful to me. Because, if anything, we were going out of our way to be sensitive to his race.
Maybe he felt that. Maybe that's what he felt.
But Kevin...
He wasn't criticizing us for being overly sensitive. It was complaining about our quality of care.
Kevin, confirm what I said to Doug. And you, have you seen any patients ever treated differently?
Never.
Because, okay. Thank you.
Never, sir. And, but you know what? You hit on it. It's socioeconomic differences.
Yeah. Yes.
If you take poor white people from the Appalachian area, if you take poor black people from
exactly.
an inner city area, you're probably going to see similar situations.
Exactly.
You know,
that's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Obesity and smoking are higher. Those factors, once you control for that, I have to believe that. But of course, I'm Caucasian, so maybe I have a different perspective. But
go ahead.
Sorry. I just want to say I love your show, gentlemen. I really appreciate this.
Thank you. And Kevin,
quality programming.
Kevin, thanks so much. I love nurses. You know, my mom's a nurse, and it's just, you know, just so great that you folks are there. And I think that, you know, it's dealing with any professional, how the person looking for assistance, what attitude they come in, dealing with any professional, so much affects the interaction. Do you agree?
888-553-7536. We haven't got time for him to agree because the hour is over, Dr. Ken. Back with another hour. Quality calls, quality conversation about your health care issues. 888-55 Dr. Ken.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.